Hi everyone, Mark here. So it's been a while since I've done a vlog entry. I've been posting a number of videos in the last month and a half, but otherwise I've been quite busy with other publications, other means of distributing content regarding Daitoryu. So I thought it might be worth, now that I have some big chunks out of my plate, basically, it might be the right time to share with you guys, you know, what I've been working on, how it connects to the goals that I've set up at the beginning of the year, and, you know, what you can basically expect moving forward. Around the beginning of the year, I published a video, you know, talking about what I was planning to do for this year, and one of the focused area that I've identified was the blog. Now, little that I know that I knew when I made that video, that I would stumble upon a good number of really, really interesting topic, additional to the stuff that I already had, drafts for. So one particular topic, which is the certificate of Eisei Meijin that's been awarded to Horikawa Kodo Sensei of the Kodokai, the founder of the Kodokai. Basically, you know, that ended up being something that I wanted to research overnight and write a quick article about, and it then turned into a very large article, which I had to break down into 3 and 4 and 5 articles after that. And I could have probably kept going on some of the addendum stuff that I chose to basically just leave out of the series for now, because it could probably become something of its own. But that took a very large portion of my time. I had to get busy with just, you know, research, investigation, material acquisition. A lot of the stuff that I had to basically source was not available in digital format. So I had to basically, you know, hunt physical copies, get them or borrow them, or find someone that had a copy and ask them to basically, you know, verify certain quotes and source for me. That took an incredible amount of time. After about 2 months of research, finally, you know, the article is out. It's been out since Monday. The article series, sorry, has been out since Monday. And I think I'm pretty happy with the results. I mean, some of the aspects are a little bit weaker than I would have liked. The aspect of linguistics, and more specifically the more technical analysis, you know, using graphing tools and harvesting, data harvesting tools and so on and so forth, wasn't exactly to the level I wanted it to be. But, you know, I didn't want to transform a 2 months article writing process into a 6 month programming endeavor either. So I had to at some point, you know, put the brakes on that a bit. But for those who are interested into that and are technically inclined, the material that I've created for that article, namely the scripts and tools, are all available freely on GitLab, which is a place where you can basically just put programs and source codes and make them available to a number of people. If that's your cup of tea and you'd like to use those tools for your own research, by all means, just, you know, take them, do what you want with them, and hopefully that's going to be something useful. On top of that article, I've also been working on a number of other articles that I would basically do some light research in the background whenever I got a little bit too tired of working on the main series that I was already busy with. That has progressed quite a bit. You might notice in the background, there's right there a nice dojo plate that will actually become a... has become the source for one of the articles that I'll be writing. We'll be discussing, you know, where it comes from, but also some of the idiosyncrasies that are specific to the time period concerned with that dojo board. We're talking about probably early 1900s here. And at the time, it was very interesting because the certain terms that we're familiar with today, like dojo, weren't really popularized, or at least they weren't the ubiquitous term used to, basically identify a training hall in Japan. And that's actually kind of proof of that, and it's connected with ITW history, so I think it's going to be interesting to dig into that. But again, more on this once I've completed writing the article. Now, aside from basically just writing and researching and doing all this stuff, I've also been busy with setting up accounts on various other platforms. Some of you might have noticed that I started to publish pictures on Instagram, and that basically gets synced to a Facebook official Facebook page for the Daitoryu blog. I'm kind of using this currently as predominantly a microblogging platform. It also actually ends up going on Twitter if you prefer being on Twitter and following the publication there. The reason why I started to do this is a little bit more selfish than it might appear. At some point, I needed a way to just kind of document my random findings. So every once in a while, I'll be going through some book, document, artifact, I'm going to be looking at something, essentially. And I'll discover something of interest that I just don't have the time to spend brain cycles on. And so what I would do is I would take a picture of it, but, just leaving it on my camera or on my phone is not necessarily the most productive thing to do. You just end up forgetting that you had this stuff there. So I figured out, hey, why not take the opportunity to share some of this stuff with the broader general public, right? A lot of the stuff can be shared, and that's not necessarily of any concern. So I just started to basically, put the stuff on Instagram and write a little text around it to, provide some historical context, just kind of a memo for myself, really. And that seemed to have, garnered a little bit of interest, so great, we'll keep doing that. I've also started to publish short videos on, initially, YouTube. I've now started to basically repost them on Instagram. I'm looking into a way to sync that to TikTok for, whoever it might be easier, if it's easier for you to again, access that content on that platform. I mean, I'm just making it available there to make it easy for people to see. The shorts that I've started to publish are essentially just sliced up copies of Embu, or demonstrations that have occurred recently. I've used this really just to kind of, provide some content filling while I wasn't around to publish, vlog entries initially on YouTube. That seemed to be very popular. Not unsurprisingly, I mean, people like to watch, demonstrations. So I put, in the case of the demonstration that happened on February 6th of this year at the Nippon Budokan, we had someone with us that was kind enough to film. I asked that person if I could reuse that the copy that they filmed with their phone, and basically, process it a little bit in Adobe Premiere, just kind of polish it a little bit, add some stabilizing, and whether I asked that person whether I could release that on my channel. That person said yes, and so that's what I did. So I've released a full video on the channel. I've also started to release parts of it in shorts, and I've also started to release parts of a demonstration that we did at Meiji Shrine in November, also in shorts, right? Now, the feedback on that has been rather interesting. While it garnered some popularity, I wasn't really expecting that it would catch up to the level it has, especially on Instagram, but also on YouTube recently. The videos that I've published maybe a month ago are now starting to really pick up in speed in terms of view count. That's really interesting. If it drives more people to the channel, great. I'm not planning to do too much of that in the future. That was really just because, that's what I had readily available. I may publish other types of video in the future, like historical records, or short clips like that. I might also do some Embu demonstration in the future again. but probably to a less with a lesser degree of intensity. I'm probably not going to put a lot of focus on that. It was interesting to see, again, also unsurprisingly, that a lot of people are eager to put comments that are just basically, laughing at everyone's face, or there's a fair bit of trolling. That's not surprising. Again, like I've said since the beginning of this channel, we're talking about a cultural endeavor, a cultural activity, and people tend to see it from a everything has to be practical, real life for the street martial arts. And what they're watching is not that, but because they're seeing it through that prism, then obviously it's kind of funny, right? That doesn't really concern me. I mean, you can basically see a reaction video that I'll be adding in the comments here if you're interested in that. But honestly, I'm not too much concerned with the more negative reactions. Interestingly enough, though, I mean, every once in a while, I would try to interact with people that would have an initial negative reaction, and just talk it out with them. Right now, again, also what happened there was more or less what I was expecting. 80% of people just essentially got remain in their viewpoint mostly, and that's perfectly fine. I mean, it's we can debate and disagree, and that's okay. But there was like a 10-20% of people that I think once I started to interact with them, they went from just pure trolling mode to, oh, I'm getting a response, so now I might actually have to check up my language a bit and speak like a little bit more like an adult. Once it reached that level, for some people, it was possible to actually have a more reasonable conversation and explain things, right? Again, though, given the nature of the practice, I'm not too concerned with, having people watching a demonstration and then, thinking, well, this is very strange, this is very weird, and obviously that's not the kind of thing that would work, right? That's just par for the course, really, and there's not much I think that can be done about that. It's just the way it looks. So going back to the channel and what we're going to be doing moving forward, all of these little things that I've set up. Oh yes, I've also set up a Facebook groups. Attached to the Facebook page that has been created. The goal with that is just to basically provide some platform for interaction. There's also a Discord channel that has been added. I'm probably not going to maintain all of that long term, but I'm basically just kind of opening a whole bunch of doors and see, what doors people are going to walk through, essentially. If there is interest in Discord, that's where we'll move. If people prefer to interact over Facebook groups, that's fine by me. I just thought it would be great to have a specific set of platforms for handling questions and answers, and handling discussions and debates, that kind of stuff. Just kind of get the ball rolling in terms of more bi-directional communications. I've tried to do this through various commenting on those platforms that I just mentioned, but it's really painful to do that. So I think it's probably going to be easier moving forward to just kind of move those kind of discussions to a more suitable platform where discussions is going to be a little bit easier to do. With all those platforms set up, I'm hoping that I'll basically just get more reach. I'm going to be able to reach out to a broader audience, there's going to be more discussion happening moving forward. And that's really all that I'm expecting about that. Obviously, Daitoryu is not a hugely popular and well-known practice. Generally, most people know it because of Aikido, or because they are already practicing another in classical Japanese martial art, and they've seen some embu. You know, basically they've participated in demonstrations with Daitoryu groups. So it's, you know, it's not very well known, but one thing that I am hoping to do is to provide more accurate information, right? And that goes back to some of the goals that I've mentioned in at the beginning of the year. There's a lot of substantiated things that are mentioned about Daitoryu, or just universal truth that I don't think have been really dug into, and may require a little bit of research to gain a better understanding about, right? And I'm hoping to share all of that with, you know, people who are practicing Daitoryu and are considering a practice of Daitoryu, or are just interested in the practice from a distance, right? Just to make sure that, you know, we all can get to a common understanding of what the tradition is, right? Now, one of the feedback, so I've spoken a little bit about the trolling that has been happening, and that trolling is generally more from people coming from more popular martial arts, more well-known martial arts. So obviously it's a very different type of practice. It has a very different focus. But I've also received some negative feedback, more specifically in regards to some of the writings I've been doing, interestingly enough. Maybe it's worth making a clarification here. You know, this is historical research. This isn't trying to, you know, you can read everything that's on the blog, you can watch all the videos that I'm making, and it's not going to make you a better martial artist per se. It's really just going to contextualize and frame your practice. You still need to do the work. You still need to, you know, go to the dojo and do your training. Otherwise, you know, it's just potential that you're accumulating and doing nothing with. And that would be true for any cultural practice. Any, you know, an equivalent would be, you know, watching a whole bunch of, I don't know, BJJ training videos and just letting it sit in your head. It's not going to do anything. It's still educational, but it's not going to be providing tangible value, right? Until you actually go and try it out and study it through motion, right? You know, through actual training. And, you know, it's kind of the same thing, but more from a deep cultural standpoint when we're talking about things like Daitoryu. So, you know, I think that's really important to understand, because for some people, it seems like the perception is that what is being presented here should be reflecting a deep understanding of core esoteric principles. And by esoteric, I mean principles that are generally not shared publicly. No, that's not what this channel is about. And again, I think I've made that pretty clear. I don't talk about technique. I don't generally talk about esoteric principles unless, you know, there's a certain public-facing aspect to it, right? You know, basically, you know, how people are talking about it, for instance, might be something that I'll be discussing. But the actual principle itself and what it actually means is not something that, you know, I'm interested in discussing. And it's, you know, since I'm not a licensed instructor anyway, I'm not supposed to be talking about it anyway. So it doesn't really change anything here. But I thought it was an important clarification to make. With that said, conversely, I've also received a bit of pushback, it seems, regarding language skills. So my Japanese, I think I mentioned it in one of the training in Japan videos, the one on language, actually. I'm not a great Japanese speaker. It's one of the reasons why I haven't started to do Japanese content yet, although I am planning to eventually go back and translate a lot of the blog entries, and once I, you know, get a little bit better in video format also. I'm hoping to do some of the videos and redo them in Japanese. Some people have, some friends and acquaintances have asked about subtitles. That might be something I will jump onto in the near future. I just need to see if I can get some help with that, basically. And mostly just because I'm kind of running out of time to do all of this. But the language, some people who have essentially, you know, presented various understanding of the language when we've discussed about the language, and there's been a bit of a debate on that subject every once in a while. And I'm not too concerned about the debate itself. It's more about, you know, third-party bystanders, you know, on those forums, having a look at what's going on and you know, kind of rolling their eyes, you know, and just wondering, you know, what kind of pedantic thing is going on there. First of all, sorry. I'm personally interested in, you know, the language. I think everyone should be. But obviously, sometimes it kind of gets a little bit out of hands when, you know, we get into debates. All I can say is, again, you know, I strongly recommend that everyone who considers practicing Daitoryu learns a little bit of Japanese, learns a little bit about how to research the language itself and how to use the language itself to do research, right? So how do you actually figure out what a certain term, word, expression means? And conversely, how do you actually use the Japanese language to run research in Japanese? Because a lot of the content, while not available in English for a researcher, will be available in Japanese if you use just Google or if you even go on Wikipedia. That's really all there is to it. I'm not saying that, you know, I have a better standpoint than the next person. Although obviously that's what I think, but you know, do your own research, really. It's, you know, make your own opinion from what's being presented. For what it's worth, every time that I write in a translation, I generally try to include a Japanese text so that anyone could basically, you know, do their own translation if they wanted to, or use different tools to help them with that, or ask a friend if they wanted to. And ultimately, you know, to make it so that nobody's reliant on my own translations, basically. What else? I think that's pretty much it in terms of updates. So to summarize, you know, we're going to be publishing on a lot more platforms. Make sure to follow the ones that are going to be of interest to you. Each platform is going to be focused a little bit more on specific contents, with the exception maybe of shorts. Being distributed on various platforms. I will try to also set up as many, you know, federation platform, basically just, you know, distribution system, so to just make sure that the content is as broadly broadcasted as possible. One more thing that I almost forgot. We also have started to distribute the content of this channel in podcast form, so audio only. It's now mostly available. We started with the content that started at the beginning of the year. I'm not going to be back posting things just yet. Some of the content I will. So the Q&A stuff, I'm probably not going to put it on podcast, but various series that are ongoing right now, which I'm going to have a little bit more time to complete, that stuff will go in podcast format as well once the series themselves are completed. So I'm basically just going to upload the series in one block upon completion, just to make it so that it's, you know, it's basically presented in a serialized way. I think that's the only thing I was forgetting now. So yes, again, to summarize, the goal for this year, again, is to, you know, focus a little bit more on history, focus a little bit more on, you know, substance, content. We will get into topics that will, you know, shake things up a bit, that will probably, you know, bring up some disagreement. I will try to make sure that, you know, the content is presented with objectivity. Obviously, you know, whenever there's an opinion that I feel is worth mentioning, I'll mention it, but I'll try to make it clear that this is a personal opinion. But ultimately, you know, if we can at least look at the same data set and assume that we can be to some degree all rational people and reasonable people, I think we can basically expect that, you know, we can reach at least some consensus and understanding. And I think it's going to be important to moving forward, because otherwise, well, I told you can be anything you want, and that's not exactly useful, I think. You know, if you're speaking of a culture, you need to know what the boundaries of that culture and what the nature of that culture is, right? And hopefully, you know, that's something we can do by studying some of the history of it. Yeah, more content going in that direction, pointed in that direction in the future. And yeah, that's it for today. If you have any questions, comments, please leave them down in the comment section below. As always, thank you for your time, and I'll see you next time.